Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
The iconic Joyce Riley, broadcasting live from paradise here at Jaco Beach, Costa Rica, where the current temperature is 78 degrees and we're looking for a high of 90 degrees today. The sun is shining at 6 a.m., the birds are chirping, and I'm looking for a toucan to make my day. It's Cinco de Mayo, which until I did prep for this show, I thought was Mexican Independence Day, but little did I know that it's not. Today is actually a celebration in Mexico of the Army's unlikely victory over French forces at the Battle of Puebla on May 5th, 1862. So, grab your margaritas, get some chips and salsa, sit back, and we're going to have a great show for you here today. You can listen live on shortwave radio. Frequency 7.490 and 13.845, and all 3 hours of today's show will replay at 2 to 5 a.m. on 4.840. You can also listen live on GCNlive.com, TalkStreamLive.com, and we have some mobile apps. We have an iPhone app, an Android app, and we have a Power Hour Android app. So many ways for you to listen. Of course, there are other ways and local affiliates, and you can find those at thepowerhour.com. So we have a great show for you today. You know, we're going to talk a lot about Child Protective Services cases today. Is Child Protective Services, or are they looking out for your kids, or are they trying to take your kids away and be another arm of the overbearing government? That is the question, Stan. We have three great guests coming on later in the show. We have a sitting family court judge, Judge Richard Halloran. We have an attorney that specializes in handling child protective service cases, Shannon Smith. And we have an author who has written about the abuses of child protective service cases, John Whitehead, who will join us in the last half an hour of the show. And we'll also take calls later in the show if any of you are interested in chiming in on any of the topics we talk about here today. Of course, we're going to get into the news today, and we have a lot of news. I got to talk about Baltimore and the situation there. We have another false flag event happening over the weekend, and for those royal family lovers, I'm not talking about whether Kate Middleton had a surrogate or not. Sorry, that's not the false flag event of the weekend. I'm sorry. We have some financial news. Of course, the Clintons are getting in some more political turmoil. And, you know, what's going to happen with Greece and some other news. So time for a break. We'll be back here in 3 minutes. So stick with us.
Romans have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial,
just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. This is Kurt Haskell subbing in for Joyce Riley today. And before we get into the news, remember, everyone, take a look at the great sales we have going on in the Power Mall this week. For those of you that haven't checked it out, you can find all the on-sale items as well as the other items at thepowermall.com, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And check out the vegan burgers that are on sale this week, 9 servings for $8.99 or 18 servings for $20. A dry vegan burger mix made out of real ingredients, no weird chemical additives, no allergens, and no animal products, which need to be frozen. So vegetarians like myself, buy these up, guys. Help support the show. Also check out our other on-sale items and our other great items that are not on sale this week. And if you don't want to purchase via the Internet, you can also purchase by calling in to the Power Hour at 1-877-817-9829. Okay, let's get into a little bit of news. Of course, we had all the big events in Baltimore last week. And, well, it seems that the Baltimore story has settled down. I wanted to talk about a little bit about the decision to prosecute the 6 police officers involved in the death of Freddie Gray. Now, to me, this is a step in the right direction. And some of you may disagree, but hear me out. We have a runaway police force in the United States, a police force that is essentially above the law. And because of that, it's increasingly taking more steps to just do whatever it wants to do at all times. And in this case, we have Freddie Gray, who merely made eye contact with a police officer and took off running, and he ends up dead because his spine is broken in half. Now, that should not have happened, and would not have happened if the police would be somewhat scared of being prosecuted for out-of-control behavior. But they're not. And frequently in these types of cases, as we've seen in Ferguson and some other cases, we have either a decision not to prosecute, or we have a one-sided grand jury, which doesn't indict, or we have a sham trial, which ends on a technicality, or what have you. So I was glad to see these men being prosecuted. Prosecuted does not mean they're going to be convicted, and I don't think any of these men will be convicted, and I think there will be more riots in Baltimore when all of these officers are eventually acquitted of these charges. Now, this is just a small step in the right direction. You know, I was an attorney for 15 years. I've seen the bias given towards police officers when they come into court in their nice blue uniforms, their badge, and their hat. And there is a bias by the judges and the prosecutors to believe what the police tell them. And it may be true what the police say. It may not be true. But there's a definite bias. And here's how I would handle the situation. Because I can understand why the people in Baltimore are rioting. They feel that they have no recourse against the police whatsoever. They look at it as this man merely looked at the police, he ends up dead. And they don't expect a conviction in this trial. They didn't expect the trial at all. But here's how I would handle the situation. Every time there's an issue with whether the police broke the law or not, there needs to be an independent judge and an independent prosecutor, not picked by anyone, but chosen by random from members of the local bar association to go and serve in a special police court. And that way, there will be no bias towards the police officers. These people will be picked at random. They won't have the daily dealings that prosecutors and judges currently have with the police, or at least it'll be much more limited, and the trials will be much more fair, just as a man off the street coming into a trial gets no benefit from knowing the prosecutor or the judge. So I think that's how these cases should be handled. And what will be the result of that? Well, you'll have police backing off of some of this overbearing, aggressive behavior, and you'll see people that think they have no recourse. Well, now they will see that, in fact, they do have recourse, because in some of these cases, the juries will start returning convictions against the police. And I think all of this will settle down. Now, do I think we're going to see that? No, I don't think we're going to see that. And why are we not going to see that? Because the federal government doesn't want it. The powers that be, the people that are pulling the strings, know that the only line of defense between themselves and the millions of people that will be in unruly mobs when the economy collapses in the U.S. are the police. They want to give the police as much power as possible because they know they will need the police when it all goes down the toilet. So that's why you're not going to see any reforms here. And it's also quite telling to me that the media is spinning events like Baltimore as a matter of race. This is not a matter of race at all. This is a matter of police being out of control. Just because the media only reports when a white officer kills a black person doesn't mean that whites aren't also being killed. When you look at the statistics, half the people killed by police are white. 30 or 35% are black, and the rest are other races. So this is not a matter of race. Police are equal opportunity killers of all people. And some of you may disagree because you know a good cop. Or several. Are they in your family? Well, so do I. But look at the statistics. They're out of control. Police in the U.S. this year have killed more people than police in the United Kingdom going all the way back to the year 1900. It's not acceptable. I'm sorry. There needs to be some reforms. That being said, the people in Baltimore get no respect from me, due to their actions. They're completely out of control. I can understand if they were taking out their aggressions and protesting on only the police, but come on. These people are breaking into stores to steal drugs and even toilet paper. Come on. Come on. These are criminals here, and they're not protesting. They're stealing. So that's just my word on what's going on in Baltimore. Let's move to some other news. So we had a shooting in Texas over the weekend, and this one's pretty interesting to me. We have two shooters, and they both had automatic weapons. And for those of you that haven't gotten up to speed on this story, it's pretty new. There was a contest to see who could draw a Muhammad cartoon the best, and there was a $10,000 award to be given out. And this was in Garland, Texas. Well, there happened to be a shooting. Two men with automatic weapons came up, and I've seen conflicting witness reports of whether they drove by or whether they drove by and stopped and got out and started shooting a security guard who was somewhat near to the event, but not necessarily close to the event. So it's really disputed whether these men were actually attacking the event or not. And they two automatic weapons. The only injury to the security guard was he got shot in the foot with one bullet. So, you know, suspect to me already. Two automatic weapons. You're not aiming for the guy's head or his chest. And with automatic weapons, all you can do is hit him once in the ankle. Okay. Then a police officer responds and kills one of the shooters. That's fine. But now the other shooter, instead of opening fire, he goes for a backpack that contains neither a weapon nor a gun or nor a bomb, nothing. What's in this bag that he went for instead of opening fire on the officer and killing him? A water? Was he dehydrated due to his 10 seconds of shooting? Is he going for a granola bar? Because he felt a little hunger in the middle of the shooting. Come on, it doesn't make sense. He should have opened fire on the cop and killed him. This story stinks. Who put on this cartoon drawing event? Well, it was none other than Pam Geller, who is such a radical anti-Muslim hater. She's been banned from entering the United Kingdom permanently. Also suspicious in the shooting was one of the shooters that was killed was Elton Simpson, a man who was 5 years ago convicted on terrorism charges and sentenced to only probation. Probation! You didn't go to jail. Where have you ever heard this before? Someone convicted of terrorism charges gets out with only probation. It seems to me that Mr. Elton Simpson probably cut a deal with the government for some future favors. As a favor for him not going to prison. And was this the favor? Well, maybe it was. Despite the fact that there's no evidence tying this shooting to the actual event, witnesses cannot keep their story straight on what happened. Again, like I said, was it a drive-by? Did they get out of the car? I don't know. Two automatic weapons, one bullet in the ankle. Come on, not making sense here. Enter Rita Katz. Of course, we talked about Miss Rita Katz on the last show here that I did on the Power Hour. Rita runs SITE, a terrorism information gathering organization. And this is the famous one that obtained the fake Bin Laden videos. Remember, his beard would go from gray into black. You know, he's obviously getting a hold of Grecian formula out in his cave in the desert, you know, to dye that beard gray back to black. He would go from left-handed to right-handed, skinny to fat, back to skinny. Yeah, Rita was putting out these fake videos. She was the one obtaining them. She's also been the one obtaining the fake ISIS videos where they have 12 cameras. You know, they have execution videos where nobody's actually executed. Well, we're going to go to break here, and I'll finish up with this story, and then we'll get into some other news. So we'll be right back here in 4 minutes.
Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Something today for Joyce Riley. So when we left off, I was talking about Rita Katz and her discoveries made in the Texas shooting. Anyway, Rita came out with some tweets saying that she had discovered evidence that ISIS was claiming responsibility for the Texas shooting. Now, remember, Rita's organization employs a bunch of college kids that sit on computers all day and do internet searches. That's her big organization for finding all this incredible evidence of terrorism by Muslims. The Bin Laden videos, the ISIS videos, this shooting in Texas, and many others. That's how Rita comes up with this information. College kids doing internet searches. Does that sound believable to you? And she's getting this information before the NSA before the CIA, before the FBI and every other organization.
Come on, people. This is not believable at all.
If we look at why Rita does what she does, why she formed this group, you have to look back to Rita's younger years when her father, an Israeli spy, was executed by Muslims. Now, I can understand why she has a lifelong hatred of Muslims, but to me, her organization is merely a propaganda organization to be used by the powers that be to tell the stories that they want the people to believe. And that's what's going on here. There are a lot of similarities between this case and the Charlie Hebdo shooting, the false flag in Paris that happened a few months ago, including the drawing of Muslim cartoons. I mean, you can't deny the similarities. And that false flag, I'm talking about Charlie Hebdo, was so poorly set up that one of the shooters was a tall, stocky, white man. Look at the videos, people. Look at the eyes. Look at the neck, where they're not covered in black. These two shooters were white. One is a very large man, very tall, very stocky. Look at the two alleged shooters. One a Muslim and one a skinny Muslim and one a very dark-skinned Muslim that could pass for an African. Look at the security camera footage of them at the gas station the day after the shooting. Go back and look at the two shooters. They're not the same people. It's very obvious. That was a false flag. And if that one is a false flag, so is this one. If it walks like a duck and quacks like a duck, it's a duck. Now, what? One final word on this, and we'll move on to another story. When I was prepping for this show over the weekend, I was going to mention that the Patriot Act is up for renewal. And I thought back to December 2009, where different portions of the Patriot Act were up for renewal then. And there were not enough votes to reauthorize those portions. Different politicians came out on the record saying that. And, of course, just a couple weeks later, after the Patriot Act renewal vote had been pushed back to January 2010, I happened to board the flight with the underwear bomber, and that led to a big false flag event, which, of course, aided the renewal of the expiring provisions of the Patriot Act. And here we go again. Even before I could mention that I was going to say there will probably be a false flag event before the vote on the Patriot Act renewal, here we go with Texas, people. Pay attention to what's going on, people. You're not being told the truth. Okay, there was a recent poll out by the AP that found 60% of Americans support the U.S. government using drones to kill terrorists. Okay, that's interesting. I may be fine with that. 60%, use a drone, save some money maybe, save some American military lives. But I have to question, who else are they killing? Is a drone that specific that it can shoot and kill one person? I don't think so. How many people around these alleged terrorists are also being killed? How do we know these people are terrorists? How can you tell from a drone whether the person you're shooting at is the person you want to be shooting at? And I'd have to think that if Americans knew the truth, that their drones were killing many thousands upon thousands of innocent people, that instead of 60% of approval, the approval rating would be about 6%. Very, very low. But again, polls can be whatever you want them to be. And the key portion of the poll is how you word the question. And I'm believing that this one was asked in a way to support the high approval. Anyway, let's go to break here. We'll be back here in just a few minutes and continue with the news.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Haskell subbing in today for Joyce Riley, but I'd like to do a shout out to Kansas City KCTO 1160 AM and all the listeners today in Kansas City. Congratulations on your good baseball against my Detroit Tigers over the weekend. That was quite a series, and your team is looking really good this year. So thanks for listening. We appreciate it. Back to the news. What would a show be without a Clinton corruption scandal? We have to talk about the Clintons again and Hillary Clinton, the criminal, and her run for the presidency. And she is a criminal, people, whether she's been convicted or not. Bill Clinton has come out and said the Clinton Foundation is under attack and it's political persecution against the Clintons. No, Bill, it's not political persecution against the Clintons. Your foundation is a corrupt criminal enterprise. And that's what we're calling you out on. Your foundation took in hundreds of millions of dollars while your wife was Secretary of State of the United States, and she solicited these funds from foreign governments, millions of dollars at a time, for who knows what promises in return, Bill. And that's why you're being called out, and your wife is, due to this foundation. How would you like it if Secretary of State Clinton goes to Iran and says, look, donate $20 million to my foundation, and I'll make sure the United States government doesn't know anything about your nuclear program. Is that what's going on here, Hillary? Are you making promises like that to weaken the United States government? How are you getting such huge, huge donations from foreign governments to your foundation? Are you going to answer these questions? I don't think she will. By the way, her email scandal alone, where she used private email servers, is a crime. She's not being prosecuted for it because she's above the law. But if she would be, there is a provision in that criminal code that says if you're convicted of such a crime, you can never run for political office again. So why isn't Hillary Clinton being prosecuted for this crime that's so obvious that she committed? People, we can no longer have criminals in the White House. It's not a Democrat versus Republican argument. There cannot be criminals in charge of the most powerful government in the world, period. Hillary Clinton, you are a criminal. You should not be in the White House. Okay, so Democrats have come out with a plan to hike the minimum wage to $12 by 2020. Fine. I have no problem with this at all. I am a big supporter of the middle class, and I think a large, economically well-set middle class is good for the country. Here's the problem I have. Of course, you're going to hear from the wealthy people that raising the minimum wage will shrink the amount of jobs that there are. True. But then if raising the minimum wage to $12 is okay, why not raise it to $1,000 an hour? Because that will shrink jobs. So there is a limit to how high you can raise it. There are arguments on both sides of this. I can see both points, but the main point I want to make here is raising the minimum wage does not fix the problems of the poor. What good is making $12 an hour if the average home costs $500,000, if the average gallon of gas costs $10, if the average car costs $100,000? The problem is inflation. If you make $12 an hour and a house costs $10,000 and a car costs $1,000, you're doing well, but the problem is inflation. And to stop inflation, the U.S. needs to get rid of the Federal Reserve Bank, needs to default on its debts, and go to a hard gold-backed or other some sort of backed currency, not this fiat currency that can be created out of thin air. And that will stop inflation. And that's what needs to be done. And then you won't have to worry about raising the minimum wage anymore, because prices will be stable or will fall. So it's never about raising the minimum wage. It's about inflation. But nobody wants to talk about that. It's easier to let the Federal Reserve be, do their thing, continually steal from the people via the hidden tax of inflation. And nothing will change until these corrupt criminals that are running the banking system are in prison. Okay. For those of you that think the economy is doing really well or has green shoots, according to what President Obama says, well, major retailers in the U.S. have announced they're closing more than 6,000 stores. 6,000. If the economy was really doing well, they would be opening 6,000 stores, not closing 6,000. And there are many different corporations, from Walgreens to Macy's, to JCPenney, to Einstein Bagels, to Build-A-Bear. Oh, I know a lot of people will be devastated at the Build-A-Bear closings. It's such a integral part of the economy, that Build-A-Bear store. Nonetheless, they are closing. And, guys, you're going to be devastated by this one. 31 Fredericks of Hollywood stores will be closing. Where else are you going to get the slutty clothes for your girlfriend or wife to wear? Please don't cry until the show is done. Hold back the tears, guys. But that is why the economy is not getting better. Good evidence there. Okay. from our friends in the Australian government. Australia has now announced that it will be taxing savings. Yes, savings. Remember the days when you could actually get interest on your money in your bank accounts? And then, of course, the U.S. went to practically no interest for the past several years. Australia is taking it one step farther. They're making you pay tax on your savings. Yes, as unbelievable as it sounds. You go to work all day, you pay taxes, you go out and buy something, you pay a sales tax, you die, you pay an inheritance tax, and now you pay a tax on your savings? Are you kidding me? How long till this sweeps worldwide and we have every government broke, desperate for cash, wanting to tax your savings? When are we going to put our foot down and say, no, no more? That's what needs to be done in Australia, but it's already too late. This has already been passed in Australia, and I'm afraid to say I think that's going to sweep worldwide before too long. Okay, does everyone remember the Aurora, Colorado Batman shooting? It was a big story back in 2012. I remember this was going on when I was running for Congress, and I didn't have a lot of time to look into it then, but I've kind of looked into it since. But anyway, a lot of people say that was a false flag event, but there was an article out this week, and there was a lawsuit by one of the victims that was suing over the case, and they were suing for the stores that sold the weapons to the shooter, Mr. James Holmes, and seeking to recover damages from the stores, one that sold weapons and another one that sold ammo. Anyway, they were suing under the Brady Bill, and everyone that looked at this case said there's no provision in the law where these plaintiffs could win. And that's fine, but my concern would be you have a family of a deceased victim of a terrorist attack suing, and usually there's some sympathy here. But what's special about this case or different is the judge said no. He threw out the case. He followed the law. And not only that, he awarded the defendants $280,000 in attorney fees from the deceased victim's family for bringing this nonsensical lawsuit. So I just thought that was kind of interesting. You know, we have these lawsuits filed just on sympathy. And this one, the defendants stood up for themselves and came out on the right side. Now, the victim's family, I would think, will probably file bankruptcy and get rid of these fees. But, you know, maybe it'll at least scare away other victims from bringing nonsensical lawsuits. Another story about guns. Over the weekend, there was a attempted carjacking in Utah where a woman was approached outside a Utah grocery store, and a man with a concealed weapon approached her attacker and shot him and killed him. So it's stories like this that don't often make the news. You know, the stories we see in the news are always, you know, this gun attack happened, so now we should ban guns, and we need to do something about that to take away your guns. Well, here's a good pro-gun story. What happened there was exactly what's supposed to happen when someone has a concealed weapon. He saved a woman's life from a potential carjacker. So good story there, I thought, to bring up. Not getting a lot of play in the media, but I thought I would mention it nonetheless. Okay, from Washington's blog, the powers that be are pushing for a cashless society. People, according to Washington's blog again, people can't pull cash out of their bank accounts for political reasons because they've lost confidence in the bank or because bail-ins are enacted if cash is banned. The Financial Times argued last year that central banks would be the real winners from a cashless society. Central bankers, after all, have had an explicit interest in introducing e-money from the moment the global financial crisis began. The introductory of a cashless society empowers central banks greatly. A cashless society, after all, not only makes things like negative interest rates possible, it transfers absolute control of the money supply to the central bank, mostly by turning it into a universal banker that competes directly with private banks for public deposits. All digital deposits become base money. A cashless society, in my opinion, would give way too much control to the federal government and the people that are the ones in the control of the cashless society. Imagine being able to hit delete when they go to your bank account because they don't like you. They don't like something you said in the press. Well, let's call it, pull up Kurt Haskell's bank account here. Delete. Nobody can prove it ever existed. Balance zero. That's what you're going to see in a cashless society. Complete 100% totalitarianism, irreversible. According to National News, the world's first anti-propaganda search engine, launching soon, favors independent media while banning government and corporate disinfo. Again, National News, next week I'll be opening the webmaster URL submit page for the world's first independent anti-propaganda search engine that filters out corporate propaganda and government disinformation. The search engine is free to submit to and free to use. It's funded entirely by advertising that appears on the search results page. Uniquely, this independent search engine either bans or flags all corporate propaganda and government disinfo websites. Just as Google flags search result URLs contain malicious code that can affect your computer, we will flag search result URLs containing malicious propaganda that can infect your mind. Okay, very interesting and good to hear from Natural News. According to Natural Blaze, nanotechnology, that is, metal oxide particles such as titanium dioxide, are increasingly used in the commercial food supply, consumer goods, body care, and in water treatment. Researchers found that nanoparticles led to multiple measurable differences in the normal microbial community that inhabits the human gut, and they write, understanding the interactions between nanoparticles and bacteria in the engineered model colon can indicate potential impacts of nanoparticles exposure on the gut and therefore overall human health. Human microbiome health has important implications to overall individual health. Overall, the nanoparticles cause non-lethal significant changes to the microbial community's phenotype, which may be related to overall health effects. Again, what are they spraying in the air? Why are they spraying it? I have questions about that and how it's affecting our health. Okay, according to Natural Society, arthritis is almost always caused by what we eat and drink. Like so many ailments and diseases, medical science has ignored the true causes of arthritis for decades. Each of the major types of arthritis have been shown to have similar etiologies. It has also been postulated that rheumatoid arthritis, allergic arthritis, and osteoarthritis can have similar triggers, specifically food triggers. Allergic arthritis in particular has been proven to have various trigger foods which sustain the medical condition as long as those foods are eaten. Nightshades, for instance, have been demonstrated by Dr. Norman Childers to be a common culprit for those who are allergic, intolerant, or hyperreactive to solanine, a known natural food toxin. Interesting. So, according to this, arthritis is occurring due to what you're eating and putting in your body. So, pretty interesting to me. I never really thought of it in that way. And one more story here on Hillary Clinton before we hit the break. according to the AP, Hillary Clinton has agreed to testify on Benghazi and her emails this month. She has agreed to testify in Capitol Hill about the attacks on Benghazi, Libya, and her email practices. Her lawyer, David Kendall, wrote to lawmakers Monday telling them she would agree to the request from a special panel investigating the September 2012 attacks that killed four Americans. But Kendall said Clinton would testify only for one session. The committee chairman, GOP Rep. Trey Gowdy of South Carolina, had requested that she appear twice for a hearing on Clinton's use of private emails and for a separate session on Benghazi. Kendall said Clinton would answer all lawmakers' questions during one session, and it would not be necessary for her to appear twice. Okay. Since when does a private citizen get to dictate to Congress in a criminal matter how?
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Today, subbing in for Joyce Riley. So we just have a few more minutes of news today, a few more stories I want to cover. And at the top of the hour, we're going to have Family Court Judge Richard Halloran joining us for a discussion on CPS cases and how they work through the family court system. So back to the news. The Obama administration has approved $20 million for police body cameras. sounds good to me. You know, get some accountability to the police, and so that we can have a record of maybe what's going on. But I guess here's the problem I have with this. First of all, what's the punishment for a police officer if he turns off his camera before he does something? You know, if it's a minor punishment and he's going to commit a major crime, then this makes no sense at all, and it's a waste of $20 million. So, for instance, he turns his camera off because he's going to commit a robbery or burglary or something. What's the point? You know, if he's going to get a slap on the wrist and, you know, a paid suspension or probation or what have you. So I guess I would need to know that. Also, who's to say that the cameras wouldn't suddenly malfunction? You know, we've seen this in many court cases where at very key moments of potential corrupt behavior, the cameras malfunction. So, you know, what's going to be the check on that to make sure that they function at all times? And also, I have a question. Will all of this video be stored by the NSA? And it's sad I even have to ask the question, but in this day and age, that's a legitimate question. Is this going to be sent to your file at the NSA for permanent storage on your record, all of your interactions with the police? So, yeah, I know police need reforms. I kind of talked about it earlier on what I thought that should be. Possibly I might be in favor of police body cameras, but I need to know more about it. So that's kind of my take on that as of for now. According to Sputnik News, and this is a bit of local news, but Costa Rica issues red alert over toxic spill in tourist area. Well, the tourist area just happens to be my hometown. A vessel capsized near Punta Arenas, a tourist town on the country's Pacific coast. Punta Arenas is about 20 to 30 miles, maybe 30 miles north of where I live. It was carrying 180 tons of ammonium nitrate, the commission said in a statement. The alert was issued for fishers and beachgoers in order to prevent people from going into the sea, which could be harmful due to the spill. People in the region were advised to avoid all contact with seawater, including fishing of any kind, in the area covered by the alert, while healthcare institutions were instructed to monitor possible consequences of the incident. So this isn't something I like to see, especially so close to home and especially in a country that's so conscious about the environment. But I guess things do happen, don't they? Okay, one other bit of local news. Until now, to open a Costa Rican bank account, you had to be a legal resident of Costa Rica. Well, Coapanay Bank in Costa Rica has now changed that requirement. What's the big deal, you ask? Well, I'm going to tell you. Now you only have to have a passport and some other documentation to open a CD at Coapanay Bank. Well, what's the big deal? Well, I'll tell you. Coapanay Bank has CDs, one-year CDs that pay almost 10% and five-year CDs that pay almost 12%. Yes, that is true. So if you need more interest, contact Drupal Zamora at Coapanay Bank for more information. Let's go to break and we'll be back in just a minute.